Thank you for downloading our podcast. Make sure to subscribe to get new ones every week. And don't forget to check out First Methodist Sweetwater's website and social media. Now, here is Pastor Tyler Looney.
Well, I got a question for you, and I need you to be honest with me. Have you ever fallen asleep in service in church on a Sunday? Have you ever had a moment like that? Have you ever fallen asleep in church on a Sunday? Not yet. Amen. Just so you know, if you fall asleep while I preach, I keep a little green dot, and I'll point it at you when you're sleeping, and I'll have your neighbor wake you up and say they're about to take you out. Not really. I wouldn't do that. But yeah, have you ever fallen asleep in a service on a Sunday? I'll be honest with you. I've had many, many moments where I found myself drifting off into a sleep, or maybe I was counting the ceiling tiles. Any of y'all ever looked up at the ceiling in here? Do that? Right? Oh, look, there's been a leak right there. Have you ever found yourself trying to sneak a peek at your phone, and you're like, no, I'm not checking scores or doing anything else. I wonder if Texas Tech did win. Okay, good. They came back. All right. Any of you ever done that? Maybe. Yeah, I think we've all had moments. I'll be honest. I've had many, many moments where I have fallen asleep or gotten close to falling asleep during church. And especially over the last few years where I found myself in several churches where I go to both the first and the second service. I'm attending and I'm hearing the same sermon preached. And it doesn't matter how amazing the preacher is. I've found myself in that second sermon slowly drifting. Well, today we're going to hear a story out of Acts chapter 20 about a young man named Eutychus who falls into a deep sleep while Paul is preaching on and on. Now, I've been told I only have about 15 minutes, you know, to preach here on Sunday mornings. So as you hear this text, I want you to be thankful that I'm not Paul, okay? So we're going to look at Acts chapter 20, verses 7 through 12. And I know many of you have heard this text recently, right? You study this all the time. This is a fun text. I'm hoping some of you have never heard this. So hear now the word of God. On the first day of the week, when we met to break bread, Paul was holding a discussion with them. Since he intended to leave the next day, he continued speaking until midnight. Now, there were many lamps in the room upstairs where we were meeting. So can you imagine? It's kind of getting warm. It's crowded. And a young man named Eutychus, who was sitting in the window, began to sink off into a deep sleep while Paul talked still longer, past midnight. Overcome by sleep, he fell to the ground three floors below and was picked up dead. But Paul went down and, bending over him, took him in his arms and said, "Do not be alarmed, for his life is in him." And then Paul went upstairs, and after he had broken bread and eaten, he continued to converse with them until dawn, and then he left. Meanwhile, they had taken the boy away alive and were not a little comforted. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, we thank you again for this day. Father, for the opportunity to hear a unique story found in your word that will encourage us to remember how you have embraced us and brought life to us, and how you call for us to embrace others so that they too might have life through Christ Jesus. Father, I pray that you'd open up our hearts and our minds and our ears, free us from distraction. Father, let it be that we're not counting ceiling tiles, but rather hearing your word proclaimed. Father, anoint those words that come from my mouth. May I be a vessel for you. And it's through Christ we pray. Amen. So this is a crazy story that you read about in Acts chapter 20. And sometimes I think we overlook this story as anything besides, like, why did Luke put this in his text? What's the point? What's the purpose? It's just kind of a funny laugher. It's one that I think a lot of pastors have used before to say, don't fall asleep on me during my service because I can't bring you back from the dead. Which I'll tell you, I can't bring you back from the dead. But here we find this moment where Paul is teaching and he's going on and on until midnight. And there's lamps in this space and it's really crowded and you can just feel the warmth, can't you? When it's really cold outside, you feel the warmth. And Eutychus maybe was getting a little bit too warm, but he got into the windowsill on the third floor. of this place where Paul was speaking. That seems really safe, doesn't it, parents? And this young boy, Eutychus, he's sitting in the windowsill and he's listening to Paul on and on and on and on. And he's trying to keep an eye open. And if you've ever seen the Mr. Bean Goes to Church clip, this is a great example of maybe what the young boy was doing. And he's, I'm trying to listen. I'm trying. But slowly he drifts off into a deep sleep. And everyone, of course, in this moment, they've been looking over at Eutychus and they're like, I probably should tell Eutychus to get out of that windowsill. He looks like he's slowly falling asleep. And then they look back at Paul. And then they look back. And then they look back at Paul. And then they look back and like, where did Eutychus go? And Eutychus has fallen. Three stories. He falls to his death. And Paul's response is to stop. And he runs down. And there's a Greek word that's used here. It's epipaisen. Everyone say epipaisen. Very good. You know Greek. You're a scholar. And so he goes and he runs down and he epipaisen. He embraces and hugs the boy. And he restores his life. And I love it because just like we would expect from Paul, what does he do? He doesn't say, all right, that's enough, guys. It's a little bit past midnight. I've been going on and on. What does it say he does? He goes back and he talks with them until dawn, right? Paul doesn't seek to like, all right, you guys, celebrate what I did. He just heals the boy and goes back to his business of sharing the good news of Jesus. But what a crazy story we find here. So the author of this story, as I said earlier, is Luke. Luke wrote what other book in the Bible? Luke, good job. You are scholars. So not only are you Greek scholars, you're now biblical scholars. Way to go. And so Luke writes this in Acts chapter 20, and he also writes the Gospel of Luke. And that word epipaisen is used one other time by Luke, and specifically in Luke chapter 15, verse 20, we see this word found. See if this is a familiar story for you. So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. And he ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Anybody know what story that is? It's the story of the prodigal son. Are you familiar with the story of the prodigal son? I hope so. The son who goes to his father and says, Dad, you're pretty much dead to me. I want my inheritance now. He gets his inheritance and he goes and he squanders it all away. And his life gets so bad. And remember, Jesus is telling this parable to Jews. And his life gets so bad that he's working among pigs, which is unclean. And he's looking at the slop that the pigs are eating. And he's thinking, man, that even looks tasty to me. And he finally comes to his senses. We hear in this story that Jesus is telling, he comes to his senses and he realizes, man, it'd be better for me to be a servant to my father than to be in this current situation I'm in. And so he humbles himself. He gets to this place where I've got to go back to my father. And can you imagine in the story of the prodigal son, can you imagine how this son felt going back home to his father? He was anticipating my father's going to be angry because as far as what he had just told his father asking for his inheritance again is, you're dead to me, Dad. But what we read is not a father who treats his son harshly, but rather a father who epipaisen. A father who even indignantly, he takes and he runs to his son. He runs to his son. And by the way, what they wore back during that time, running with that was pretty indignified, just so you know. It wasn't very civilized. Hiking it up and taking off running. And he runs to his son, and he epipaisen. He embraces his son. And then they throw a party, and he celebrates, for my son was lost, but now he's found. He's back. I don't think it's an accident that Luke used this word epipaisen here in this story with Eutychus. I think this is a little bit of an unexpected prodigal story, if you will. Roll with me on this just for a second, if you will. Just imagine that Eutychus is the prodigal son who slowly, slowly falling into a deep sleep, and eventually going to fall to his death. And imagine, if you will, that Paul plays the role of bringing life, salvation to Eutychus. I think this is a challenge for us here in this story in Acts to think about how it is we conduct ourselves with those who are falling into a deep sleep, for those who are on the windowsill. Think about it for a second in your life right now. Last week, I challenged you, by the way, to think of who you could invite to come and see. This week, I'm challenging you again to think about who are some people you know that are currently on the windowsill. They're like the prodigal son. Maybe they're falling into that deep sleep and they're not fully present, or maybe they have already fallen. And you think to yourself, they're dead. They're dead. There's nothing I can do. And as I told you, there's nothing I can do, but there is someone who can do something. Amen? We know that Christ is able to bring them back from the dead. When we bring them to Jesus, when we share Christ, people have life. They're restored. But think about those people in your life. Who do you know right now who's in the windowsill? Or who has maybe fallen? Or maybe you're that person. Maybe you yourself are falling into a deep sleep. Maybe for you, you've never accepted Christ as your Savior. For those of you who have received Christ as your Savior, one of the things we can certainly recognize with the story of the prodigal son is we can recognize that at one point we were lost, we were separated from God. But thanks be to God that when we came to him, as he was pursuing after us, he ran to us and he epipason, he embraced us. He embraced us. And thanks be to God, we've had people in our life like Paul. Because it would have been easy for Paul, wouldn't it have, with Eutychus to say there, like, well, you know, Eutychus, the kid got what he deserved. Who falls asleep in a third floor windowsill, really? But instead, Paul does what? He goes and he heals this young boy. Who in your life has been that Paul for you, who's brought Christ to you and embraced you and loved you? That epipason. Who are you going to be that person for? That you're going to bring them the story of the prodigal son, that you're going to talk to them about Jesus and tell them it doesn't matter how far away, it doesn't matter how broken you feel. The truth is that God has been pursuing after you from the moment you were conceived. And if you'll just turn to him, if you'll just recognize that he has so much better for you than this, he wants to run to you and he wants to embrace you, that epipason. And we ourselves are called to lovingly embrace those who are broken and those who are lost. So last week, again, I invited you. I said, find someone to come and see. Please, if you've been tuning me out, hear this. Hear this at least today. I want to challenge you this week to find someone you know who needs epipason, that loving embrace, that life-giving hug that brings Christ to them. And right now, if you're thinking, I don't know of anybody, then it's time for you to broaden your friend circle, okay? You need to know some people who are not believers. Because we're called to make disciples. We're called to make disciples. Amen? So, Father God, we thank you so much for the story of the prodigal son. And how we see the truth that at one point, Lord, we had ran from you. We had rejected you. But Lord, you, through your prevenient grace, have been pursuing after us. And Lord, that when we fixed and we turned our eyes to you, that you didn't meet us with shame, but rather you ran to embrace us with that epipason. Father, that even as we look at this bizarre story of Eutychus, that for some of us, we were Eutychus. And you used your people to come and lovingly embrace us and to bring Christ to us, to bring life to us. Father, may we seek to be as Paul, to bring that epipason, that embrace that brings Christ, that brings life, that brings hope, that brings true joy. Lord, we love you and we give you praise. And through Christ we pray. Amen.